Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a feel-good football Friday, and if you were hoping that I would be ruled out today, you're not in luck. Sorry. No, sorry. I am here to play, baby. Over the next 3 hours, got you covered. Like it or not, much to Paulie's chagrin. I just heard Paulie call in and on Coach Sheehan's show and say that the Commanders are going to win like 285-0. I mean, you want to talk about loser talk. Whew. Whew. Come on, Paulie. Nah, I'm just teasing. I got to give my guys some business. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us on this feel good. I'm not ruled out. Hopefully you're not ruled out. Cowboy B is not ruled out. And for the first time ever, put your hands together. AMAC and the Rooster together on a Friday. Because I celebrated last week his Friday initiation by skipping out of town.
Yeah, you had enough of me, but look at us now.
I mean, it was like, my birthday. I was allowed to take a day off.
No, I don't think that's the
reason. No? Okay.
But look at us now. We're like, yeah. JD and Terry.
We're out and not even making the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like JD and Terry. Come on. The shenanigans have already started.
Too soon.
All things AMAC is going to come up later on in the show. All things AMAC. I've just anointed the segment, All Things AMAC. What it's going to focus on is a couple of college football analyses and games, and then a look at the Giants game against the Chargers, next week's opponent for the Commanders, and whatever else is bothering AMAC on a Friday, even on a feel-good football Friday. A lot of you had a major problem with Cowboy B yesterday. A lot of you. I have no idea. He's a nice young man. He's hardworking. He's critical of the Cowboys. A lot of you guys had major issues. Do better. Don't ruin the bit. A lot of you had major issues. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. But you keep being you. You keep being negative. I'll be positive. As I always say, my glass is 98% full, especially on a feel-good football Friday, until we make a prediction or two later on the show. 301-230-0980. Do we have to take calls? Yeah, sure, I guess we do. I mean, the usual suspects will start lining up, and they'll just want to yell at me about something I said or something I did or me not being funny, when actually, in reality, got a lot of humor. Good humor. Ice cream brand. Speaking of which, Got a bunch of food delivered to the radio station today. Honestly, I don't know who delivered it, but it's all out in the employee kitchen. And I snuck a piece of French toast, and it had blueberries in it. It was remarkable. So good.
I was thinking about getting a bite, but then it's like, I don't know how long it's been out. I hate cold.
Well, it's been out since at least the Junkies. So if that answers that question, it's been at least three and a half hours.
Yeah. I don't like cold breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you can microwave it. But it's all covered. It's not like it's been, out exposed to ants.
Microwave bread is just like bread flavored chewing gum.
I didn't even microwave it. I just took it and I was like, damn, what is this? Blueberry? Weren't we just talking about blueberries yesterday?
Yeah.
Or Wednesday?
Yeah,
one of those
blueberry
days.
Blueberry flavored anything is just top tier.
AMAC, so good. I don't know if there's anything left in terms of the French toast. You don't even have to microwave it. It was delish. Delish. There's some steak and eggs out there. I mean, my goodness. Eating good in the neighborhood, baby. All right, coming up on today's show, in addition to all things AMAC, our new Friday segment that is the at the request and suggestion of Ben Conti at Fat Poet Den, not the all things AMAC designation, but the actual segment itself. So we'll have that. We'll have the most revolutionary, never been done before, scintillating segment in sports talk radio history. A segment by itself that should be in the Radio Hall of Fame. Our dueling, not just one Super Six Pack. No, that's for Linnell. Our dueling two Super Six Packs in one segment. Six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons game. And all games against the spread, five other NFL games, and on top of that, we'll rank our six top teams in the NFL going into week four, but rank them from one through six. No, we don't count you down. We go the opposite because we are different and we don't steal concepts. We do our own. We create. We are a creation machine. That's what we are. We don't have much. We don't have much, but we are a creation machine. Our dueling Super Six Packs later on in the show. Now, we don't have to wait for the news that we were kind of anticipating, right? Kind of waiting for. Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, along with Noah Brown, surprise, and John Bates, have all been ruled out already for the Commanders. Bill Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt apparently is going to play. For those that are going to say the Commanders have no chance, well, I would say this. Not so fast, my friends. Not so fast, my friends. Of course they have a chance. The Atlanta Falcons are a talented, misfit bunch that last year, especially later in the year, showed not only no heart, but no spine as well. So far this year, showed a little bit of fight in week one, lost a game to a banged up, injured Bucks team, all ready to start the year at home at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then went on the road Sunday night in Minneapolis and tore apart the Minnesota Vikings defensively and with Bijan Robinson. Bijan, whatever you want to call him. He wants to apparently be called now Bijan. That's what everybody's starting to call him again. I always thought it was Bijan. Then it turned into Bijan, whatever. I don't care. Bijan Robinson. Then last week, they showed up DOA to Charlotte, North Carolina, and got punked 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers, a team that had been 0-2. So when we look at this matchup and we say, oh, wait a second, no Jaden Daniels, no Terry McLaurin, no John Bates, no Noah Brown, Bill is certainly banged up. Don't know how effective he's going to be. Don't know how used he's going to be. Right? It could be a situation where Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez get the bulk load of the work and Bill only plays if they need him. Or they very much spot him. So if you have Bill on your fantasy roster, I would resist the temptation and I would sit him because my guess, I don't know, and neither does anybody else except for Cliff Kingsbury, Anthony Lynn, and maybe Dan Quinn. My guess is Bill's probably not going to get a heavy workload on Sunday. Now, again, things could change. I'm reading the tea leaves here. Yesterday, he was fully dressed for practice, didn't practice. I have no idea what happened. I don't know if that meant he was feeling something. Don't know. Today, he practiced. And Quinn, obviously, felt good enough to say he's going to play. Okay. I mean, we'll have to see. Still got 48 hours, a little less than 48 hours now, to the game. Right? You don't know. Maybe he wakes up sore. Maybe walk through tomorrow. I don't know. I wish I knew, but I don't know. And nobody knows. But I would lean towards, if you're a fantasy guy, if you're looking at some betting over-under props, I would lean towards the under or to benching Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, just because we don't know what he's going to look like and what his usage is going to be. Again, be pleasantly surprised. Don't expect. Hope, don't expect. But this notion that the Commanders can't win this game in Atlanta against a talented Atlanta team that's desperate and hungry and angry, all the things that I've talked about. The notion that the Commanders can't win this game because of who was ruled out today, I don't believe. I don't buy into. Can they win? Hell yeah, they can win. Will they win? That's the part I don't know. And certainly the part I can't control. How can they win? I got those answers for you. How about creating a turnover? That would be a really good way to start. The number one key, in my opinion, in this game, for the Washington Commanders, who have zero takeaways on the year. They've also not thrown any interceptions. They have lost a fumble. Mariota, early in the game last week, second series on a 23-yard run. The Commanders have not forced any takeaways through three games. They have three turnovers on downs, which essentially is a takeaway, but it's not officially counted as such. If the Commanders are going to win this game, and that's an if, not a when, if the Commanders are going to win this game, I believe they have to commit to takeaways. If you watch Michael Penix and the Falcons, no, they weren't the New England Patriots last week, who had five turnovers and still somehow had a chance at home against the Steelers. If you watch the Falcons last week, you see the 30-0 score. Yes, granted. I mean, that jumps out at you, right? Of course. But you also have to know and understand that this game did not just get away from the Falcons. One, it was early. It was consistent throughout. It was 7-0 after one, 10-0 after at halftime. So it was very much in the grasp. 17-0. Couple of minutes into the third quarter, then 20-0. And then they put the icing on the cake with a Rico Dowdell one-yard touchdown run off of a short play drive off of a turnover to make it 27-0, and then it had a field goal. to make it 30-0. Michael Penix threw two interceptions before he was benched for Kirk Cousins. Michael Penix will start. The Atlanta Falcons also turned the ball over one other time on a fumble lost. So they had three turnovers, did the Falcons. If the Commanders, in my opinion, again, my opinion, don't come away with at least two takeaways. If they don't come away with two takeaways in this game, I don't believe they win. When you're looking at no Jaden, no Terry, no Bates, no Noah, and perhaps a somewhat, maybe more than somewhat, compromised Bill. Two takeaways, number one and number two on the year. The Falcons had three turnovers last week in Carolina. In addition to no points, in addition to no clue. And again, I just read you, it was a 10-0 game at the half. No reason at all to get away from Bijan Robinson, and yet they only ran him 13 times. 72 yards, a 5.5 per average. But I have no idea what they're doing. No clue. I mean, that is, as a matter of fact, what Zach Robinson did is what all of the analytics amigos, all of you number nerds, love to do. As soon as a game gets more than one score, you love to play box score bingo. You love to try and benefit all the fantasy guys and all the propsters. You guys love to just abandon the run, abandon common sense, and try and throw your way back in by getting chunk yards. How did that work? 13 carries for Bijan Robinson? Get out of here. Get lost. Absolutely ridiculous. 19 total target touches because he had 6 targets, 5 catches, 39 yards with a long of 25. If the Atlanta Falcons don't get Bijan Robinson 25-plus touches and targets combined in this game, you know Zach Robinson's getting fired, their offensive coordinator. They already moved him from the booth to the sideline. They benched their quarterback last week. They got shut out. They're at home. They're already 0-1 at home. They haven't played at home since week one when they blew one to the Falcons. To the Bucs. They should be angry. They should be upset. Now, I'm reminded, went to my guy B. Mitch, said, hey, you know, angry and upset's good until it backfires on you. And he's right. Sometimes you can be so angry, so upset, so pissed off, so fired up that you're tight, that you make mistakes. Yep, I got it. I understand. But for the Falcons, if they don't get Bijan Robinson 25 targets and touches combined, craziness. Absolute lunacy. If the Commanders don't get two takeaways, in my opinion, with the injuries that they have on offense and missing Will Harris, their starting safety, and maybe Trey Amos, you know, even though he was full go, maybe he's not completely right with the calf and they take advantage on a double move, I'm going to give you somebody who scares the daylights out of me when we return at 120 and change right here on a feel-good football Friday. How do you see this game playing out, and what is necessary for the Commanders to win this game when you factor in no Jaden Daniels, no Terry McLaurin, no John Bates, no Noah Brown, and a compromised Bill, and no Will Harris? And that's, you know, that's what we have. None of those guys are on IR or anything like that yet. I mean, obviously, no Cosme. He is on IR. Hopefully, they'll get them all back next week against the Chargers. If they lose this game, 2-2 going out west to the Chargers, But if they lose this game, is it the end of the world? If they went 2-2 with all these injuries in the month of September, I'll answer that as well next. Along with you at 301-230-0980 on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. We are on the Team 980 on your radio, all throughout the DMV, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Excellent music choice there, eh, Mac? I like it. All right, to answer the question that I just posed on the show and on Twitter, the Commanders have to have what in order to win Sunday against the Falcons? Robert Luke says we need 175 plus on the ground. I mean, that's a great point. Obviously, that would go a long way to helping. Now, they do have two 200-plus yard games on the ground. The chances, though, of getting a third one in a month on the road against an improving defense that's going to put a lot of pressure on Marcus Mariota and probably run blitz and try and fill up those gaps and the holes with twists and stunts like I was talking about yesterday, games, I have a hard time seeing, especially with Bill a little bit compromised. But hey, man, Jeremy McNichols rips off a big one, or Chris Rodriguez, or Bill. You can easily inflate your numbers. But that's a good one. If they get 175, they've got an excellent chance. I said two takeaways. You say what? 301-230-0980. The Commanders, according to Next Gen Stats, called runs on 55.6% of their plays last week. That's over 20% higher than their called run average in weeks one and two, which was 30.8%. Now, we all know what happened in Green Bay. They couldn't run it the first two times, and then number nerd style, analytics amigo style, they completely abandoned it, and somewhere my friends Grant and Danny were cheering. Actually, I was with Grant and Danny. They were smiling. They were happy. They were smirking. They were enjoying the fact that the passing game was so ineffective because they were intentionally made one-dimensional. It's a little jab at my guys. I was actually with them for that game. We had a big party. So Next Gen also points out five different players recorded at least one designed run during the game. So I guess that was going to be my question. The 55%, 55.6 is what they would consider designed runs or natural runs. Because as we know on read option, right, and on RPO, it's not a called run. An RPO is a called RPO. You can pass or you can run based off of the look. And obviously a read option is a quarterback decision based on the crashing end. If the end crashes diagonally and tries to take out the running back, you pull it and read it and rip it. I should say you pull it and run it. If they don't crash and if they're playing the edge and trying to seal the edge and contain the quarterback, then you give it to the running back at the mesh point. So it says five different players recorded at least one designed run during the game. Through week three, the Commanders have averaged 157.3 rushing yards per game, second most in the NFL behind the Bills at 163. We went over a bunch of numbers earlier this week with Cliff Kingsbury and, you know, why I'm a big fan of Cliff Kingsbury, despite at moments he frustrates me. That's every offensive coordinator, every defensive coordinator, every head coach. I love Dan Quinn. He frustrates me at time. Like Joe Witt, he frustrates me at time. Like Larry Izzo, he frustrates me at times. Like Adam Peters a lot, he frustrates me at times. You know, we're going to get frustrated. We're not always going to be in agreement. We're not always going to. But by and large, the Commanders have their best coaching staff since Mike Shanahan was here. By and large. Period. Not even close. All right, let's get to the phones. Athan in Annapolis on line two in the leadoff spot. He was just yelling at me on Twitter saying it's not that they hate Cowboy B, the listeners. No, 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 no. They hate me, right? Is that what you said?
No, that's you twisting my words. They hated the segment about the Cowboys that you did on your show. They didn't like the segment about that our most hated team. That we go against our rival. It used to be a rivalry anyways. Yeah.
They should. So, but would they have loved if I did a segment dubbed Exotic Smash Mouth Football? Or Exotic Smash Mouth Hand Technique? Would they have loved that?
Well, I think the hand technique, you could have taken something from Linus, like he's stolen five things from you. You could have switched it up on him. I think they would have liked that.
Exactly.
But I do have some good news for you.
Oh, I love good news.
I just talked to your son. Oh. I just talked to your son, and he was telling me that he had a chicken salad sandwich, his favorite, for lunch. So I asked him, what do you love more, chicken salad sandwiches or your dad? And he immediately said, my dad.
Aww.
He said, my dad.
Rank ahead of chicken salad sandwiches? I mean, that's amazing. I feel vindicated now. I feel validated. I feel special. AMAC, you should cut that up forever because that might be the single best drop I've ever heard on this show, that I rank higher, according to Tyler Russo, than a chicken salad sandwich, which is his favorite.
Yes, it is. And he. I said, I'm going to talk to your dad on the show. And he says, really? And I said, one of these days we'll do a three-way call so we can get him on to talk to dad. I promised him.
Attaboy.
So we'll do that somewhere in the future.
Yes, we
got
to do that.
Chris, we need to, like you just said, I told Kevin Sheehan earlier, we have to have two turnovers on Sunday. We have to flip the field. They're going to come out as a desperate team. We're going to get their best punches early. We have to be able to respond. We can't miss 37-yard field goals. We have to give the offense a short field, and some of these guys, to piggyback off my call the other day, have to rise to the occasion. I'd like to see a Ben Sinnott get four or five catches for 50 yards, maybe a touchdown. Luke McCaffrey can build off his momentum from last week, and we've got to establish the run because the Falcons are coming apart at the seams. They're firing coaches already. The wheels are off the bus. They're prime for us to go in there and just pick them apart and put the nail in the coffin on their season. And they'll fire Raheem by like week 10. And then maybe he'll be on our staff next year. But that's what I see as the keys to the game. We can't get behind early and put Marcus and the offense in a tough spot with limited resources, because we do not have limited resources on defense. Defense has got to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I think it's
just
a great
chicken salad sandwich.
Yes, exactly. I think it's a great point about starting early, and obviously you want to do that in every game, and they did that last week. But in this game, you do not want to give a wounded animal, okay, for lack of a better term. You do not want to give a wounded animal, duck, whatever, like life to breathe and energy in that building. You want to make it so they're booing Michael Penix after two or three drives, so that they're like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? I don't want Raheem Morris to get fired. Let me be clear. I love Raheem Morris. Got to work with him for 4 years or 3 years or whatever it was here. I love Raheem Morris. I don't want him to get fired. I do want the Commanders to win. Make no mistake about it. So, I mean, if it comes at the expense, I guess if I have to choose. But I don't think he would get fired after this game anyway. But, boy, would the heat be really cranked up. But I think your best point, amongst others, is getting at least – if you don't get a lead, AA, at least don't get behind, right? Stay even. Stay in the game. 3-0. Even if it's 7-0, for God's sakes, middle of the way into the second quarter, and then you settle down and you got the oil running through the engine and you figured some things out. You've gotten 3 or 4 series under your belt, and you can kind of see, all right, without A.J. Terrell, maybe they're not blitzing as much or whatever the case might be.
Hey, listen. They have their foot on the Tigers' neck, and they can put it lights out. The defense is the strength of this team right now. The defense has to go find a way to go out there, like I said, and impose their will on a wounded animal that needs to be taken behind the woodshed. Just like Shawn Michaels told Ric Flair years ago, I'm going to take you behind the woodshed like Old Yeller and put you out of your misery.
Put you down.
That's
yeah.
the Atlanta Falcons right now. That's
attaboy.
What we got to do.
Attaboy. Thank you, AA. Appreciate you. All right, more calls coming up here on this Feel Good Football Friday. First, a trending alert right here, right now. All right, so Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, officially ruled out by head coach Dan Quinn last hour after a Friday practice out in Ashburn. Joining them, John Bates, Noah Brown. Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt practiced today. He is expected to go on Sunday. Of course, the team already without Will Harris. If you missed our conversation with starting safety Quan Martin yesterday, it was good. In the 3 o'clock hour, AMAX got it all cut up for you. Posted on the podcast. Check it out. Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, around the NFL, Steve Wilks, who took a jab from Baker Mayfield last week after the Bucs came back and beat the Jets and the now Jets defensive coordinator, and Mayfield said it felt good because Wilks cut him in Carolina. He said that was simply not the case as an interim head coach, and obviously he's right, and also took a shot saying that Christian McCaffrey was the best player on Carolina, not Baker Mayfield at the time. That was before McCaffrey, of course, wound up in San Francisco. Meanwhile, around the football world tonight, college in Charlottesville, it'll be Florida State against the Virginia Cavaliers. Late night tonight, you've got Arizona State, if the old computer would work, that would be awesome, but it's not. I'll get you their opponent coming up when we return, but that's a big one as well. Big slate tomorrow, of course, in college football with all sorts of top 25 matchups throughout. We'll have, again, all things AMAC coming up later on in the show. And the Nationals begin their final homestand and series of the year tonight against the Chicago White Sox. 6:45 the first pitch, 106.7 the Fan, and the Nats Radio Network. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Downhill physical football team. Mariota hesitates to the end zone. Touchdown, Commanders.
Yeah, Mark Schlereth first, then Chris Myers Fox on that call. And you heard downhill physical football. They started that game as we were all kind of, what? They started it with Chris Rodriguez, a guy who they didn't even put in the lineup for the last four games of last year, including the three playoff games. And the first two games of this year. So, of course, naturally, he started. But they came out and they punched the Raiders in the mouth. A team that was exhausted. A team that, you know, flew 2,500 miles, super short week, screwed by the NFL. Not great to begin with. Certainly rebuilding under Pete Carroll. Yes, they've got a great player in Max Crosby, but they are not a great defense by any means. And the Commanders just shove their boot on their throat. Can they do that this week? I don't know, man. I mean, I would love to see it. I would love to see it. Last week, the Carolina Panthers only ran for 110 net yards on 30 carries. In a game that you're leading throughout, that's not a lot, honestly. It's not a lot. Chuba Hubbard had 73. Dowdell finished off the scoring, but only had 10 carries for 30 yards. I mean, like, I wouldn't be expecting, if you're expecting close to 200, you can hope for that. You can't expect it. This is the second best defense they've faced this year. This is not a Giants defense that was trying to get up the field and trying to get after it and can rush the passer, but so far has not done a great job, or in that game at least, did not do a great job stopping the run. This is not a Raider defense coming in off of a super short week screwed by the NFL. This is not the Green Bay defense. Granted, this is not the Green Bay defense, but this is the second best defense that they faced this year. If they get more than 150 rushing yards, especially with Bill not 100%, if they get 150 rushing yards, that is a great day. That is a great day. That's not, oh, man, that's disappointing. I wish they would have gotten 235 or 205 or whatever. No, no, no. If they get 150 or anything close to 150 against this defense, that's a great day. And it also would tell me that Cliff Kingsbury, as much as I like him, realized, man, I screwed up in Green Bay. I screwed up in Green Bay. I abandoned the run way too quick, and it fed right into their hands, and it made me one-dimensional, and my quarterback got killed for it. And now he's not even here for the next two games. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Linnell Willingham is coming up, burgundy and gold, today at 4 o'clock. You want to hop on the mic here, or are you just taking up space, or what do you want to do? You're just taking up space. Okay. Why don't we go to the calls? Because we never hear from the same people over and over and over again on this show. Actually, let's get to my guy, AP, in Fort Meade on line four. We only hear from AP about once a week, so it's a fresh change of pace. What's up, AP? How are you, pal?
Uh-oh.
Finally. Oh,
there it is. Yes.
Chris Russell.
Hi.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air, baby. How are you, the OTC?
Hey, man. I'm hanging in there, brother. Good to hear from you as always.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. You know, taking it one day at a time. That's all you can do, right?
That's all you can do, man. Just keep your head up. You know that. You know, if you ever need to talk to somebody, you got my number, so.
Always, man. I appreciate that.
You got
it. But as far as this game this weekend, we need a field general,
mm-hmm.
and that field general, who better? Marcus Mariota. Whether he likes it or not, and I'm sure he's up for the task, and I'm sure he does like it. I'm sure he's...
You know Marcus Mariota once quit on the Atlanta Falcons, right?
He did. I remember that. But, you know, I say that
because Linnell is looking right at me. And we used to have so many arguments about how terrible of a person Marcus Mariota was because he quit on the Falcons.
I will never forget that take Linnell Willingham gave. Like,
it was almost,
it lives rent free in my head.
Hey, AP, it was almost as silly as last Black Friday when he put a pitchfork in the Commanders.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta love Linnell, man.
I do love Linnell. That's why I give him the love that I give him.
Look, Team 980, 106.7 The Fan's favorite crash out, Linnell Willingham.
Attaboy.
I love you, Linnell.
Yep. We all love him. He's so angry, by the way, right now at me. He's just looking at me, just glaring at me, just shaking his head, just so pissed off. He's like, I came here to say hi, and you're making fun of me. I kid because
Linnell,
I care.
Well, now we forgive you for the Marcus Mariota take, but it's always going to live.
AP says you're forgiven for the stupid Marcus Mariota take.
I didn't say that.
I said that.
But no, Marcus, he's got to be the field general. Like you said, we got to win the turnover battles. And to win the turnover battle, Marcus has got to take care of the football. I mean, he had that one fumble where he, you know, had a nice scramble, you know. But again, we got to secure the football because, let's face it, Atlanta's going to be desperate. They're staring at, 0-3 now?
No. They're 1-2 because they won in Atlanta. They won in Minnesota on that Sunday night. But that was all their defense, pass rush, and Bijan Robinson. That wasn't really Michael Penix, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, all those guys.
Well, let me rephrase that then. Coming off of a tough loss against Carolina, 30-0, I would say they are going to be desperate. They're in front of their home fans. They already fired Ike Hilliard. Like, that team is desperate. So we're going to have to match whatever intensity they're coming out with in front of their home fans, and we're going to have to put our feet up on their furniture, go in their fridge without asking, take their favorite beer, steal the leftovers, and take us home.
Otherwise, sounds like a plan.
You know.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, we got to execute.
I love it.
That's Marcus Mariota.
I love it. Thank you, AP. Good to hear from you, brother. Appreciate you. Hang tight, as always. Let's get one more in here. Let's get our resident Falcons fan, our only one that we know besides Daniel, our lead engineer, Chris in Maryland. What's up, Chris? How are you?
I love your engineer, man. He's a great guy.
Yeah. He must be.
All right. First, let's start. Like, they fired Ike Taylor. Check this out. Last year, Drake London was the third best wide receiver in the league, and Darnell Mooney would have had 1,000 yards if he didn't get hurt last year. The passing game was efficient, even with Kirk Cousins playing terrible last year. So that cannot be the reason why they fired Ike Taylor. It could be something else. And don't forget, Drake London was hurt after week one, and Darnell Mooney haven't played the whole offseason. So our wide receiver core is trying to get into the groove. But I just wanted to let you guys know something. That Carolina game, the first drive, Atlanta moved the ball for 61 yards, and they missed the field goal. Carolina had short field. They had 48 yards. They scored a touchdown. And they got a field goal the first drive.
No, you're right. I forgot to mention they missed two field goals Atlanta did in that game. You're right.
But I'm going to like you something. Falcons only gave up 5 plays over 20 yards this year. Falcons got a solid defense. What killed them last week against Carolina, they couldn't blitz as much as they want to because A.J. Terrell was hurt. To beat the Falcons, you got to beat them in the slot. D. Alford is a terrible cornerback in the slot. They got two young safeties in the back, against Tampa Bay, they was pretty good. Against Minnesota, they was good because of the pass rush. But Cliff Kingsbury, he called a good game last weekend, so I'm expecting a bad game this week because he's hot and cold. But Zach Robinson, he's the real issue because Falcons, if you're running back averaging 5 yards a carry, why the hell are you going away from the run? The Commanders outside and their linebackers got to flow this weekend because the Falcons are so successful in the pistol and the stretch run where Robinson can make that one cut and go. And they got to implement the pass game. That's why I think Kyle Pitts going to have a breakout game again this weekend because of a little play action. Falcons, I don't know. Zach Robinson is the issue. Your running backs, Kyle Allgeier had one carry last week.
Mm-hmm.
Your coaching is the issue. He's just like Cliff Kingsbury here. They should get a room together.
Yeah.
But Falcons got a hell of a defense. I mean, not a hell of a defense. They got a defense that should allow them to win games. They don't give up big plays.
Yep.
The biggest play Carolina had last week was 8 yards.
Yeah,
was,
they got a couple of good linebackers. Play. Obviously, the pass rush is better with Floyd and what's that guy's name? Omeniora.
They got Pierce from Tennessee. They got Carter from
Pierce is a little bit banged up, so we'll see. But the guy's name that I can't pronounce, and I don't know why. Omeniora?
Leonard Floyd is at one end. You got Pierce.
Onyemata. That's how I was thinking about OCM Manura.
Don't worry about him. Rook is the man in the middle, but he's a young guy, too, that was hurt last year.
Abitake, too, as well. They got some tough names to pronounce, but they're good players.
The best player on their defense is an underrated player, Diablo, that came from the Raiders last year. Yep. He's very fast, and he's I'm not worried about Marcus Mariota, because guess what? We know what y'all going to get.
Yeah.
The order for y'all to beat us, you're going to have to
I like their safeties, too. Jesse Bates, Xavier Watts. I mean, you know, I like their defense. I think they're really going to struggle.
Y'all say, hey, if Marcus drop back and throw the ball a lot, y'all going to lose. No, if Marcus drop back and throw the ball, y'all mean y'all going to win. Because if the run is – if y'all giving anything out of the running game – and Falcons have to – you could beat the Falcons in the slot. Debo should be in the slot the whole game. Debo should be in the slot. And Debo should have – if Debo have a big game out of the slot, y'all have a chance. One more last thing. Falcons are one of the worst teams in the red zone. Falcons will move the ball, but they're 30th in red zone offense. Commanders are 5th in red zone offense. Yep. So if the game is close and Commanders are moving the ball, they have success.
No, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Thank you, Chris. Good luck to your boys. Hopefully it doesn't come anytime soon this week. Just wait until the Commanders get out of town. It's better for the radio show. Thank you, though, to our guy Chris. We'll get more calls in, including the Mark and Largo show, Jonesy and more, 301-230-0980, in a flash on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Coming back. Oh, man, will the Commanders be missing that? And, hell, you don't even need Jaden Daniels for a big hookup to Terry McLaurin, as we found out last week, 56-yard Should have been a touchdown, was overruled on the expedited review. The NFL sucks. We all know that. And yet they continue to hoodwink everyone and make billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars just raking everybody over the coals. But no Terry, no we knew no Terry. Jaden, after a second straight limited practice yesterday, I think I said on Grant and Danny, I said, look, if he's limited again on Friday, I think they're going to play him. And that turned out to be a stupid opinion. I'll just raise my hand and say, dumb, because as I thought about it afterwards, if you can't go through a full practice as a mobile quarterback because of a knee sprain, what the hell are you doing out there? And today he didn't even practice. That should show you, and it, I mean, I was expecting him to at least be limited today. So I don't know if there was a setback. I don't know if he just came in. So I don't know. And maybe this could be another couple of weeks. I have no idea. And neither, you know, I want to say neither do they. I mean, I know Jaden was pushing to start, so it doesn't sound like that. But you just don't know. You don't know. And they are way, 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 way too covert in how they say things and what they allow to be publicly disseminated for us to at least not wonder if you went limited, limited, no practice, ruled out, like, did something else happen? Did something happen? Or is this just precautionary? Because he wasn't cleared. And because he wasn't cleared this morning, presumably, he didn't really need to practice, even on a limited basis, because he wasn't going to play. I don't know. I don't know how to read that. 158, Team 980, more of your calls, reaction, thoughts on a feel-good football Friday straight ahead. Stay with us on the Team 980 on your radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.